Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray with me. Father in heaven, you are our creator. You sent your Son Jesus to be our Redeemer. And the Holy Spirit is our sanctifier, the one who makes us holy. We thank you that you are a God that doesn't grow weary or faint, and you give us your strength. Heavenly Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. From Isaiah 40, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's really interesting how it doesn't take much for something small to grow really, really big. A couple weeks ago when we got that first snowstorm and we got that really thick, wet, heavy snow, there was rejoicing in the Kegley house because it meant that we could go outside and build snowmen. And so as dad, I got to build that first little snowball, just pack that stuff in your hand, put it on the ground, and just roll it a little bit at a time, inch by inch, foot by foot, and eventually this little snowball becomes this big thing, and you do it all over again. And bada boom, bada bing, you got a snowman. And you know, the other thing too is it's interesting how something as small as a seed becomes a big giant plant, right? And even little kids love this too, right? You take a tiny little seed, you plop it into just a little bit of dirt, give it a little water, a little bit of sunshine, and over the course of time, doesn't take a whole lot, this tiny little seed grows. And there's a reason why Jesus talks about the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed. You ever see a mustard seed? This tiny little dot eventually becomes this great big tree. Or money, right? The first time you learn about compound interest, you think, whoa, this is pretty sweet. You take a little bit of money, put it in that account, and over the course of time, you keep feeding it little by little, a little bit of time, a little bit of money becomes really, really big. And this is good. This is great. But you know, one of those things that grows little by little, case by case, that isn't always so good, is guilt. Have you noticed that guilt is kind of like compound interest or kind of like a seed that little by little, eventually it kind of grows bigger and bigger and bigger? And guilt eventually kind of feels like a backpack full of bricks that you carry around. You know, sometimes you have one of those weeks where little things eventually create a bigger sense of guilt or this cloud over your life. And this past week, I had one of those weeks. A little bit of a personal confession time that I had one of those weeks where it was nothing major, nothing huge, but as the week went along, I made enough small mistakes that by the end of the week, I was kind of feeling it. And it was weighing on me. Allow me to give you a few examples. There was one night this week where I made a promise I'll be home for dinner by this time. And I didn't make it at that time. And so we sorted through that. No big deal, right? Everything is forgiven. Move on to the next day. But then the next day, I was supposed to have a phone call with an old friend. And for whatever reason, one thing led to another where it just slipped my mind. My fault. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to leave you out to dry. And then I was asked, hey, could you go pick up something from the grocery store? We just need this real quick. Slipped my mind again. And like I said, it's nothing major, but at the beginning of the week, one mistake led to two mistakes, led to three mistakes. And then I was supposed to have another phone call with somebody. Forgot that. And I got his permission. He's sitting in back. But awesome Emmanuel Church member, Joel Kramer, he and I, we were supposed to get together on Thursday afternoon just to hang out, get to know each other a little bit more personal. And we had the time slot for 2:15. And I sit down at my desk to do a little bit of work, and for whatever reason, it just slipped my mind again. I see my phone at 2:40, and my jaw hits my desk. I was supposed to meet Joel. I take my jaw, put it back in place, and I give Joel a call. I say, hey, Joel, buddy, I am so sorry that I left you out to dry. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. It's fine. So we rescheduled for Monday. But like I said, guilt, just a little bit of guilt, compounds, a little by little, piece by piece, that by the end of the week, I was feeling pretty tired. I had made enough small mistakes that eventually I felt like I had this cloud over my head, or like I'm carrying a backpack full of bricks, and it's weighing on me heavy. I was a bit tired. I was a bit exhausted. I was one of the young men that was faint by the end of the week, if I'm being completely honest with you. It just happened to be one of those weeks. Have you had those weeks before, where it feels like one thing kind of led to another, and by the end of the week, you've got this compounded interest of guilt that's stacked up? Well, today, if I'm being honest with you, I had to experience this text from Isaiah in order to preach this text to you guys. Because the context of which Isaiah is writing and speaking are to people who are tired and exhausted, and their guilt was much longer than a week, it was generations long. Isaiah's audience were people who were in exile, and the reason they were in exile is because they were guilty. God's people have grown weary and have grown tired simply because of their own sin. And have you noticed that the reason we get tired in life isn't necessarily busyness, but it's our own fault? I contribute to my own tiredness, to my own exhaustion. And this is precisely what happened to God's people. God, in Exodus chapter 19, promised that he would bring his people up out of slavery and into the promised land. In Exodus chapter 19, which is what Isaiah quotes here, that he bore his people on eagle's wings and brought them to himself. And God promised to bring his people into the promised land, and he does. Everything is good and great. Israel conquers their surrounding enemies. But time goes on, and generations go by. And King Solomon is on the throne, and the temple is built. But Solomon, wanting to make peace with everybody, marries foreign wives, and in so doing, brings in their idols with them. And God's people struggle for generation, king after king, with idol worship. And they get busy worshiping gods of the nations. And eventually God said, that's enough. Can't do it no more. The northern kingdom of Israel gets exiled by Assyria, and a few years later, Babylon comes along and takes little Judah and Jerusalem and exiles them. And the reason they get exiled is because they got busy doing their own thing, forgetting the God who brought them into the promised land in the first place. And now Isaiah writes to people who have to wait. People who are guilty, who their parents sinned, their parents' parents sinned, and they themselves have also sinned. And they're weary, and they're tired. And so now, through Isaiah, God is reminding the people of who he really is. That he is the creator of the ends of the earth. He is the everlasting God. All those other idols that they bow down to are nothing. God created everything. People themselves are like grasshoppers. He is the everlasting God. He is the one who gives strength. He is the one, if you're weary, he gives you what he has. And so Isaiah is writing to people who have contributed to their own weariness, have grown faint, and it's their own fault. But we also learn about God's personality in Isaiah chapter 40. We learn that God does not grow tired. He doesn't get tired of being God. He knows that his people have fallen short. He knows that his people have rebelled. He knows that they're tired and exhausted. And God wants to do what God does. He wants to give them his strength. And so God makes a promise that for those who wait for him will renew their strength. They will mount up like with wings like eagles. And so, we learn that God doesn't get tired of being God. That when we come to him, and we confess our sins before him, he forgives us and he gives us his strength. when we come to God with all of our mess, with all of our brokenness, with all that guilt that weighs so heavily upon our consciences, God wipes it away. He takes that load upon himself. And so this is a little bit of a blurb that if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling exhausted, you should continue to come to church. You know, so often we in our lives, we get weighed down, we get burdened by things. Not this week, maybe next week. That alarm goes off in the morning and we say, maybe next week. But if you're tired, this is the place to be, because here in this place, God strengthens you with his word, with his supper, and he gives you what he's got. We also learn, because God doesn't grow tired, God loves doing what he does over and over and over again. We've got a God of do-overs. You know, think about your own life and the rituals and the routines that you go through day by day. Oh, I got to take the trash out again. Oh, I got to do the dishes again. We got to go to the grocery store again. Well, God, every single week, every single day, every time we come to him, every time we wait for him, he forgives those same sins that you confess to him over and over and over. And he doesn't grow tired of that. We get tired of the simple things of life. We don't get tired of sinning, even though sinning makes us tired. And God never grows weary of forgiving our sin. And he does this over and over and over. Jesus makes this quite clear too. He tells his disciples to ask, seek, knock, and the door will be opened to you. He tells us, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. God does not grow tired of being God. For whatever reason, we seem to be able to muster up enough energy to go on sinning throughout life. And that sinning eventually makes us tired. But God doesn't grow tired of saying, I forgive you. That guilt that's over your mind, don't worry about it anymore. I've taken it upon myself. Your slate is clean. Go back out there and give it another shot. And this is who our God is. God is a God of do-overs. And guess what? God doesn't grow tired. We live out in a world where it feels like you only get one shot at things. You know, we as people and out in our society, we're pretty impatient people because we grow tired. We don't like doing the same thing over and over and over. But God, he's repetitious. He comes to us over and over and over again. That we live out in a world where if you mess up, that was it. That was your one shot. Get back at the end of the line and maybe at some point in the course of time you can try again. But that's not who God is. He's repetitious. He comes to us over and over and over, and he doesn't grow tired of that. And he doesn't grow tired of that because he loves you. He's called you at the font. He's placed his name upon you, and you're his child forever. Forever. Here's the other thing that I know, and it's not for the sake of, you know, sounding negative or whatever, but here's what I know as sinful people. Eventually, we will grow so tired, this life will wear us out to the point that we die. But have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, creator of the ends of the earth. That just as he brought his people Israel into the promised land, just as he brought his people Israel to Mount Sinai, Jesus will bring you to himself. He will bear you on eagle's wings, and when Christ comes back, he will raise the dead. He will raise you in glory. The perishable will put on the imperishable, and you will be with Jesus forever. And you will never grow tired. You will never grow weary, because you will be with Jesus forever. In a place where there's no more mess-ups. In a place where guilt is done with for eternity. You're with Jesus. And so what I want you to know today is that God is one of do-overs. God does not grow tired of being God. When you're tired, exhausted, worn out, ridden with guilt like a backpack full of bricks, come lay it at Jesus' feet. He'll take it upon himself, and when you're weary, he will give you his strength. In Jesus' name, amen.